Hello, sustainability partners. This is Lydia van den Broek, here to share with you best practices around sustainability in hospitality and tourism. And by sustainability, I mean more than mere ecological sustainability, which has thankfully moved into the center of our collective attention over the last few years. If you want to run a truly sustainable operation, you need to also assure economic sustainability, primarily through excellent guest service, and human as well as social sustainability by training and empowering your staff and including the communities that you interact with. How? Well, this is where I come in, and I talk to real people in real businesses to hear about real solutions to real challenges, and I'm happy to share these learnings with you. So if you want to become more sustainable, I invite you to listen in to our conversations and pick out some of these gold nuggets that you can hopefully use in your own operations. And as a side note, every one of my guests has offered to make themselves available for a more in-depth conversation. So by all means, do reach out, connect, and together we can make hospitality and tourism more sustainable. Hello, friends and colleagues. It's lovely to be connected again. You're finding me here, excited once more to be able to offer you to listen in to another great conversation I had the pleasure of having. My guest this time is an absolute powerhouse. I would go as far as stating, if she wasn't so busy taking care of things here on Earth, I bet she'd be on the next Artemis mission. So let me introduce you to Miss Linde Borge. She used to work internationally in the hospitality industry and is now the Chief Tree Planting Officer, how is that for a title, at Hotels for Trees, as well as the co-founder of the Future Ready Hospitality Collective. Two extremely interesting concepts. The first one, because it entails two of my favorite topics, hotels and nature, and the other one, because it is such a practical and helpful tool that I just know will take off like, wait for it, a rocket. A platform where sustainable hotels can find sustainable suppliers and vice versa. But I don't want to get ahead of this wonderful conversation. And so without further ado, let me introduce you to Linde Borge, Chief Tree Planting Officer at Hotels for Trees. So, Linde, thank you so much for taking your very precious time. I know you're just coming off the back end of a huge event, and I hope we'll get to talk about that as well in the course of our conversation. Hello to you, and let me hand over the mic right away to you. Number one, your voice is way better than mine is today, so you'll be stuck with doing all of the talking today. And then, of course, please allow me to ask you to make your own introductions, because it starts with your last name, which I don't want to botch up as people botch up my last name normally. So I'm handing it over to you. Please introduce yourself who you are and what you do.
Great. Thank you for having me, Lydia. My name is Linde Borge. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm the managing director of Foundation Hotels for Trees, and I am co-founder of a recently launched platform, Future Ready Hospitality Collective. I emerged into the field of sustainability after being with Hilton Hotels for 16 years in different commercial leadership roles in four different continents in this world. And eventually I thought I wanted to spend my time solely focusing on sustainability. Hence the reason I started Foundation Hotels for Trees together with a former colleague of mine within Hilton, Floris Licht. And he's still one of the general managers of one of the Hilton hotels in Amsterdam. And so the last 4 years I've been running that foundation, growing it, and then recently started this new initiative, Future Ready Hospitality Collective.
Fantastic. This is everything this podcast is all about. So, of course, you passed me on the right lane of the freeway of life, and I'm very happy to hear that. So what was the turning point for you personally, Linde, for you to, was it living in all these different countries? Was it working for a large chain, hotel chain? I don't know. Did that have any impact on you making your decision, your transition, the switch on your mindset over towards sustainability? Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, having lived in all these different countries and meeting so many people, you obviously see how beautiful the world is, but also how fragile it is, how dishonest some parts in the world are. And that made me want something, to drive change in that field. Having said that, I come from a family where both my parents are activists. My mom was fighting for women rights, and my dad, when he was at the European Commission, he was fighting for equal rights for farmers in Africa. So they're both quite activistic, and that's probably in my DNA. Within Hilton Hotels, I've always been part of the sustainability committee, Travel with Purpose. So it was always a side of my commercial roles that I did something from a sustainability perspective. But when COVID came to the industry, I was in Dubai. The last 3 years with Hilton, I was in Dubai in a corporate role, and lots of corporate roles were made redundant. I could move on with Hilton in the Netherlands for a commercial role, but I decided to step out and really let the universe decide what I should do. I was also pregnant of my second one by the time I lost my job. And so that made me step back, enjoy that pregnancy, enjoy my firstborn, whom I hadn't spent so much time with in the first year he was born, because I was traveling a lot in my role in Dubai. So I really took a break for a year, and then I ran into to Floris Licht, who told me about his great idea of Hotels for Trees. And I thought, you know, this is probably something that I have to do. So I really went in with open eyes, open door, and see what came my way. And that was Floris Licht with his idea of starting Foundation Hotels for Trees. And I took it with both hands because that was solely focusing on sustainability, but still affiliation with the hospitality industry, and specifically in Europe, where I hadn't been for 11 years. So I didn't have any network in Europe anymore, or hardly. And it's from that perspective also helped me grow that network again, because with Hotels for Trees, we're now working with 260 hotel partners in predominantly Europe. And so that was a beautiful win-win.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's got the activist out of you, right?
Yeah.
And hospitality and sustainability is like all the good things all wrapped in one.
Exactly. It was like a perfect combination. Perfect.
Yeah. So, I mean, Hotels for Trees, I think it's known, right? It's quite known already. But for the one or two who might not be completely familiar with the concept, could you give us the quick rundown of what Hotels for Trees is doing?
Yeah, Hotels for Trees is a foundation, so based in the Netherlands, and it contributes directly to a greener hotel world, a world in which one new tree is planted each time the guest decides to skip the room cleaning. So all hoteliers that come on board, they basically encourage guests to skip the room cleaning, and the cost for the tree is paid out of the savings the hotelier gains by not having to clean the room. So this makes it the perfect win-win concept, because only one third of the savings goes to planting a tree, and the other two third of the savings they can either pocket, which then it generates revenue, because approximately 40% of all stayover guests make this choice currently. So if a hotelier still does daily room cleaning, it obviously adds significantly to their savings. But what we now also see is that hoteliers reinvest the two-third of their savings by planting more trees, for example, for each team member that celebrate their birthday, or a new team member that joins the team. And so then they incorporate it in their employee engagement strategy or their employee branding strategy to attract that younger talent. So it now has a wider benefit than just creating that awareness with the guests and giving them the opportunity to give back during their stay, which is very nice.
And I've seen it in hotels, so I can attest to that. How can the guests make sure that this is actually something that is being done and not one of the many activities that go by as greenwashing?
Well, we plant our trees together with Foundation Trees for All. They've been planting trees for over 25 years. It's a Dutch foundation as well. And the beauty is that in many European countries, Belgium, Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, obviously, soon also in the UK and in France, we're planting the trees ourselves with the hoteliers. So we're organizing planting days a few times per year over the plant season, November through to March, where we're literally with our feet in the clay with these hoteliers planting the trees, which makes it obviously very tangible and transparent. Hoteliers come back to their hotel, tell the story to the guest. And also on our website, they can see which projects we contribute to, which projects we support. And we have a result page on our website, and each hotel has their own profile. And on each profile, it shows how many trees have been planted yesterday and how many trees have been planted in total. Mm-hmm. And so with the project page where it shows where these trees are getting donated to, and obviously the projects where we plant the trees ourselves, yeah, we try to make it as tangible and transparent as possible, because with our relationship with Trees for All, I think we sit together every 6 months to really discuss, okay, which projects do we want to support? Which projects do our hoteliers want to support? Get more insight about these projects. And we also know how the agreement process is put in place, right? So Trees for All has solid agreements in place with forestation managers in Europe and farmers in countries outside of Europe, where they really discuss, okay, which trees should go where. And then they depend on the knowledge of on the ground, because obviously mm-hmm. these farmers and forestation managers know mm-hmm. which species they need to plant in order to grow biodiversity, which is the aim of this project. And then there are also agreements about managing the trees. So it's not only about planting, but also managing. And they're managing these trees for 20 to 40 years afterwards. And they report back to us on how it's going with the trees planted. And we also provide that information to our hotel partners through okay. social media and our quarterly newsletters. So we try to report back as much as possible so they can obviously translate that story to their guest again when they having that conversation at check-in.
So I guess it's transparency and hands-on that make sure that it sticks, right?
Yeah, that it sticks.
Can you take the staff with you? Could you make
yes.
event, a staff event out of it?
Yeah, we had which one was that? The Renaissance in Brussels. They came with their whole management team.
Okay.
The general manager there thought, you know, we can once again go out for dinner for Christmas, or we can just get our hands dirty and plant a few trees, right? It's much more valuable and remarkable in order to spend a team outing like that. Mm-hmm. But we also have general managers that come with their housekeeping supervisor or with their front desk manager, or obviously the two departments that really drive that initiative. Mm-hmm. And that's nice because they really see what's happening mm-hmm. and how these trees go into the ground. And as soon as you experience an event like that, you become more motivated to plant even more.
Do you get to plant the trees somewhere close by? Is this the idea?
Yeah, we do invite the hoteliers that are close to the planting location. In Limburg in the Netherlands, we have a hotel that's actually on walking distance of the plant location. Well, there you have your true story for the guests, obviously. Yeah. They sent them for a run along the trees that they've planted. Yeah. So, but not all hotels are that close. Right. But we do try to find a project together with our forestation partner, Trees for All, that are close to where the hotels are. But luckily, also, most of the hoteliers don't really mind to plant locally close to the hotel. They just want to support a greener planet as a whole.
Sure.
And so, because not all our trees are planted in Europe, it's about 40% that's planted in Europe and about 60% that goes out of Europe. And that's because trees in Europe are quite expensive. Mm-hmm. And we've obviously negotiated the price of the tree down to a price that's that the hotelier can pay out of the savings that they gain. And so we have discussed with Trees for All to plant about 40% in Europe and 60% outside of Europe. And there we plant in three different locations in Africa, three different locations in Asia, and two different locations in South America. So, and most of hoteliers are okay with that because it also comes with a more social impact, mm-hmm. positive impact story, because we buy the trees from local nurseries, so it provides jobs in these countries, and the farmers are educated by the team of Trees for All. And so that's also quite nice to be part of.
That's a fantastic concept. Really well thought through.
Yes. And what we're trying to achieve now as well, to grow even quicker, is to roll out lots of integrations with tech partners. So obviously okay. within the hotel industry, you have lots of software, technology software. Mm-hmm. And so our biggest partner is Muse. They are one of the biggest property management systems. Mm-hmm. And they actually, from the start, have come on board to support the integration with Hotels for Trees. So when a guest checks in online through Muse, they can already make the choice to skip the cleaning and plant a tree. And then the tree flows directly into our dashboard and is communicated to our forestation partner, Trees for All. So it makes it even easier to make that choice. And yeah, the goal is for upcoming years to have more of these integrations take place to make it, yeah, as easy as possible to plant trees.
What could you envision? How much more interconnected or quicker or more efficient or effective could it develop? What are your plans around that?
Well, we would like to integrate with as many software companies as possible. So we have property management systems, but we also have housekeeping apps, obviously, that the housekeeping team uses. So as soon as they see a door hanger on the door clink, which is what the guest does, as soon as they want to make the choice to skip the cleaning and plant the tree, they hang the door hanger. And when housekeeping comes across, they count the amount of door hangers and puts it into our dashboard. Or when they have this housekeeping app, they can click the tree straight away and the communication goes to us and our forestation partner. WhatsApp communication you see now more often being used in hotels to avoid these big booklets with all the information, right? The guest is just notified the day prior. Do you want to skip the cleaning or plant the tree? And that's all through WhatsApp or Signal. Mm-hmm. Guest directory, that's obviously all online now as well. So right. To have it incorporated in there. Upsell tools. So there's so many software in the hotel industry that's used where you can integrate this in basically everything. So that's the goal. And we have already a lot of partners, I think about 20 software solution partners. Wow. And so we want to grow that. And this also adds, it's for them also a nice way to get involved. Sure. And force their sustainable image, right? Which everyone now needs to start thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the bigger goal is to plant 1 million trees per year. We're not there yet. I think we're currently sitting on 350,000, 400,000 okay. trees that okay. we plant okay. on a daily basis. Okay. So obviously these integrations with lots of software mm-hmm. solution companies that mm-hmm. will support us towards that goal.
Yeah, and I guess getting more hotel partners on board as well, right?
Yes, because all these software companies work with hoteliers and other hotels. So they obviously communicate the concept. Mm-hmm. Incorporated in their sales conversations, and mm-hmm. And this is how that helps to get more hoteliers on board for sure. Yeah.
So one of the messages we need to get across is that sustainability doesn't cost the hotel money,
no.
right? Which is one mindset that is still drives, I think, a lot of thinking and doing in the hospitality industry, right? But then actually, it's not just good for everybody, but it also can save you some money. And we've made this point in with a lot of my conversation partners in this podcast already. So how do you calculate this for, say, a hotelier who just might be interested but thinks it's just expensive? How do you calculate the cost benefit of planting a tree versus cleaning a room? What's your
well? In Europe, it's approximately 10 to 12 euros. That you save as soon as you skip the in-between room cleaning. So you need two night stays because it's the in-between room cleaning. And of that, €5.25 goes to planting a tree. Okay. Now, in most European countries, this cost is tax deductible because we have a charitable institution status, which calls ANBI in the Netherlands. And so it's more around the €4 that a hotelier pays to plant that tree. And then of the €5.25, so before tax benefit, €4.25 goes to planting the actual tree through Trees for All, and €1 goes to running and growing our foundation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, of €12, €5.25 goes to planting a tree. After tax return, €4. And so, €6 to €8 is...
It's the savings.
Revenue.
So you calculate that by around 12, 13 euro
yeah.
a night.
Yeah.
In a room for a night on in between nights. And then you just have to catch those that just stay for one night, but I'm sure you'll find a way of getting them involved with that, right?
Yeah, we do have hotels with lots of one-nighters that have that give the guests the opportunity to just donate because many conscious guests do want to contribute. So then they donate the €5.25 themselves in order to which is part of their stay.
Isn't a lot of money, right?
But yeah, for the real concept is to skip the cleaning of a two-night stay, two nights or more. If a guest stays 4 or 5 nights, they can plant multiple trees.
So your tech companies do some of the marketing. How else do you reach out to hoteliers to get them involved, get them on board?
Well, the first half year when we started in July 2021, that was fully proactive sales, right? So trying to get to speak at all the hotel management meetings in the Netherlands, in all the bigger cities, we did that. And as soon as hotels come on board, we straight away obviously celebrate our collaboration on social media. We talk at hotel conferences, so the Independent Hotel Show. Through many partners, we get invited to speak at associations and clubs they're part of or conferences that they organize. And this network just expanded very rapidly and organically.
Spreads, right?
Yes, because it was such a win-win solution that it's a no-brainer to not join. So, so it's the first half year was very much proactive, but then it just went off. Yeah,
so you don't have to spend much energy and resources on selling it. Are there any pushbacks from hotels? What is the pushback?
There are hotels that do not do daily cleaning anymore.
They skipped it altogether, right?
Altogether. So they eliminate housekeeping altogether. Yeah. And then obviously the win-win solution isn't there because then it costs money to plant a tree. And there's a bit of pushback because then all of a sudden you pay money to become more sustainable. Mm-hmm. But even then they find that a lot of guests do not simply accept no housekeeping anymore if they don't get anything in return. So they sometimes do get back to us saying, you know, we need to actually explain the story a bit better and we do need to contribute some of our savings to regreening the planet, for example, to accept our strategy to get that acceptance from our guests. And so they do plant a few trees per week, for example, or per month to justify the change in strategy, not cleaning the room every day anymore.
Because after COVID, a lot of hotels went down to just not cleaning the in-between stays, right? Stays of less than 3 nights, calling it, you know, whatever, saving the planet, but everybody was just saying, you know, they're just skipping on the housekeeping cost. They just don't want to hire people.
That's it. Yeah. And guests know that.
Or they can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And guests start to realize that. And they think, okay, can I then get a discount on my room? Or if you plant the tree instead, then that's indeed one of the reasons why we skip cleaning. We also see some of the hotels that have this concept in place already encourage guests to skip the room cleaning and then they give a voucher in the bar or loyalty points. But we're obviously pushing against that because that doesn't have anything to do with a sustainable practice. They do call this green, but consuming a drink in the bar, you're emitting carbon dioxide again. So it doesn't have anything to do with sustainability and also loyalty points, earning that. And the fact that you skip cleaning, the little bit of water, energy and chemicals saved is just not enough to make an impact. So if you plant a tree next to it, then you can call it a real green solution.
You can, I was just wondering, you started this right after COVID, right? I mean, that was quite cocky to do that when the whole industry was in turmoil and everybody was screaming and fighting for survival. And not everybody won that fight for survival. All went in and said, hey, you know what? how about since we're all down, how about we do something that is actually a little wild?
Yeah, well, it also supported the industry with generating savings because if they came out of COVID and looking and having to deal with all sorts of COVID cashbacks, they were looking at a way to make savings. And if they were still doing daily cleaning, this was the perfect solution. And also from a mindset perspective, they were obviously thinking more about sustainability because what happened in the world was simply quite unique, obviously, and it shocked a lot of people. So there's something that we must do. This was the perfect combination, saving and also contributing to a greener planet. So it actually worked quite well that we started started the foundation straight after COVID. And also there were lots of operational challenges. People didn't have housekeeping staff anymore because they were all sent back to countries where they were coming from.
Yes.
And so if 40% of the stayovers make this choice, you are overcoming this obstacle as well. Mm-hmm. So it had a lot of benefits.
Yeah, excellent. And very progressive, right? So you do more than just planting the trees. Let me get back to the Future Ready Hospitality Collective.
Yes.
Tell me what this is all about, and then I want to hear about your favorite sustainability practices that you've taken away from working with the collective.
Well, the 4 years with Hotels for Trees and working with lots of general managers, working with the founder of Hotels for Trees, Floris Licht, who's a general manager of one of the biggest and most progressive hotels from a sustainability perspective in the Netherlands. We obviously had the discussion around the challenges that hotel general managers face in finding the right solution to support their sustainable strategy in their hotels. They simply don't have the resources or the time to start looking for the transparent solutions and honest solutions to help them. And so it's often not a priority. And that's a shame because there's so many solutions out there that can support them with a more sustainable strategy. On the other hand, being an impact maker ourselves over the last 4 years, we've experienced that you're not always talking to the right people in the hotel industry to promote your sustainable solution. There's lots of hotel events in the Netherlands and in Europe, but then it's not solely about sustainability. Marketing managers, there's general managers, there's revenue managers, operation managers walking around there. Some are quite progressive in their approach. Some do not do anything with sustainability yet. And so you're talking to lots of hoteliers, but not much is getting out of it through these events. And so we thought we need to bring the two together. The really like-minded hoteliers that do want to move forward, take their next step into sustainability. Front runners to support them with that, and then the impact makers and the solution providers that often do not have the opportunity to speak to the right people in the hotel. And this is where we started the platform Future Ready Hospitality Collective to become the one-stop shop for hoteliers to go to if they run their businesses more sustainably, and for impact makers to get in contact with these progressive hoteliers that that are ready for the next step and bring them together.
Fantastic. And I definitely put that up in the show notes here. So you've just come back from your, was it the first ever conference on that level?
Yes, first ever conference that's solely about sustainability. So almost 200 hoteliers, impact makers and industry partners came together at the DoubleTree next to Amsterdam Central Station last week, Friday, for an inspiring program with workshops, with panel discussions, with keynotes. And obviously the impact markets with almost 32 impact makers presenting their already proven solutions on all different topics and categories. You know, we had energy, we had water solutions, material, food and beverage. And it was beautiful because all these impact makers were integrated in the program. So either they were part of certain workshops, workshops about guest behavior, how to influence that, workshops about hidden plastic and how to avoid that, workshops about circularity, workshop about the business benefits of running your business more sustainably. And so lots of impact makers were involved in that. Tech for Impact was also a workshop. Or they were integrating their food and beverage services in the catering that was served during the day by the hotel team, and so we had beautiful discussions. We had a keynote about the hospitality reality check. So where are the main chances, and that now is the time, the biggest opportunity to get your hotel future proof, so to say. Where are the quick wins, where are the challenges, but how to overcome them with everything that's already in place in the market. You just have to action upon it, right? So the whole impact market was there to get in contact with and put practical get practical ideas and put them into place as soon as you're back into the office on Monday. We had front runners in conversation with the crowd on the challenges and then the biggest opportunities, sharing their experiences on how they started slow and small, step by step, and then obviously grew their sustainable practices as soon as they got all the stakeholders on board. We had an interview with hospitality management, Paul Sprakel and Matthijs Wellen, CEO of Muse, about inclusive leadership, which is also a big part, obviously, of sustainability. Employee engagement, attracting that talent. And then eventually a keynote by one of the speakers, main speakers in the Netherlands, Niek van den Nadel, about resilience and collaboration together in this industry to move this transition forward and become more sustainable fast, because that's what the world needs, right? So
Right.
Very inspiring, honest and real events where people were vulnerable, where people were very personalized, and it was quite unique, quite different compared to other events in the industry. That's the feedback that we got, so that's I take as a huge compliment.
So you had the opportunity, and of course you are in touch with a lot of your partners, but you had the opportunity of listening to all these fantastic stories, I imagine, right? So what were some of the highlights that you took away?
That's one of the highlights was during the panel discussion. Enon, for example, sustainability strategist of the Efteling, one of the biggest theme parks in the Netherlands. He just moved forward with making 60% of the menu plant-based, but not communicating it, right? Because you often do not taste the difference. So if you just do, be bold without communication, you just improve so many things, and everyone just goes away with it and accepts it. And this was actually quite nice to hear. And then when you talk about it later and inform the guests, then they don't even know that it's plant-based. But at the same time, you are making a huge impact, because one of the things that came out of the keynote, the hospitality reality check, was if everyone in the world eats 3 days plant-based, you're reducing more emissions than if everyone stops flying. And so this is easy to do, right? I mean, I at home already eat 5 days, I think, plant-based. And so if everyone in the world starts doing that, and then with the bigger hospitality companies just being bold and make that decision for all guests to just make most of their menu plant-based, this is already a huge impact. So that was quite nice. Yeah, and then obviously in the interview of Matthijs and Paul, inclusive leadership, it's so important to have the people in your team be themselves and include everyone to really get them motivated. The reality aspect of really being vulnerable and honest also as a leader is really what the young generation is looking for, right? But then also companies that focus on that and focus on the future of our planet. I think this is where we all should go to from an hospitality company's perspective. This is what we all should keep in mind to get the younger generation on board and to be future-proof as a hospitality business. Because eventually, I mean, we've all experienced this climate change, and in the Netherlands, not so much yet. But if you look at the coastal resorts on the south of Europe, I mean, it's getting too hot in the summer for tourists to go there, or well, all sorts of threats, obviously, on the coastline. And eventually, if we don't do anything, there won't be a hospitality industry anymore, right? So we all have to contribute and make that change.
Well, of course, you're preaching right in front of the church choir if you talk to me about having to get the people, because this is, you know, this is my neck of the woods, and making sure that we get people, that we get talent, that we get people excited and inspired to work in the hospitality industry, right? Yeah. That is a big one. I mean, it's bigger, of course, to have the ecological impact our lack of taking care of the earth might have. And at the same time, of course, if we take care of that, but we don't take care of the people who need to run these businesses, and it's getting the needs of the young generation and the needs of the hotelier of olden days, right? There is a huge delta in what people expect from a workplace and what many of the older ones are still trying to promote, right? So we need to make sure we bring it all under one umbrella, the guest needs and the people's needs. Yeah. It's all about the people at the end of the day, right? Guest people, staff people. We need to bring it together, right?
And one of the topics that was also brought up is to have the hotel become more part of the community. Mm-hmm. So what can you do for the community around you? So you see more hotels also inviting the community, right? For workspace or for just getting in contact with tourists. But also we, for example, have a beautiful social initiative on our platform as a partner, which is Room for Change. Okay. They encourage hotels to give 5 rooms each month complimentary to homeless people. Mm-hmm. And that's not and it's focused on economical homeless people, right? So you don't see that these people are homeless, but more and more, especially with the housing situation in the Netherlands that gets worse, more and more people live on the streets. And so this foundation is getting hotels that are not all running mm-hmm. fully on 100% mm-hmm. occupancy mm-hmm. to give 5 rooms a month away to these people to get reintegrated into society and be able to apply for a job and feel good about themselves being in the hotel and not applying for a job coming off the streets, right? But also protecting families with children. There's more and more families with children also living on the streets, and this was also one of the conversations. This is about community and the social part of making an impact. And and so that was also quite nice to have that conversation going during the event.
Well, I hear you say that your takeaway is that we do need to rethink our paradigms around what hospitality is supposed to be and where hospitality is going to go and how do we make our industry, like you say, future-proof, right?
Yeah.
In all aspects of our operation. And there are many ways in which we can think if we're only willing to, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so we are making it a bit easier for hoteliers to find solutions that will help them get more future-proof. Mm-hmm. And this is all to accelerate the transition because it's all out there. But at the moment, they are having difficulties to find each other. So this event last Friday was the perfect solution. Just find each other and
learn from each other.
Make it work.
We don't have to make all the experiences ourselves. It's good enough if we learn from others and then...
Yeah.
Adapted to our own circumstances, right? And who knows what other sparkle comes from some input that you hear here or there, and you develop something out of it, right? There's lots of places we can go. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, Linda. This has been really inspiring. I know for me, my head is brimming. I'm very excited to have heard about all of these things going on in the world. And I'm looking forward to having that conference coming to our neck of the woods, you know.
Yes, that would be amazing.
What is your plan? You want to say the final sentence around your plans, where to go from here?
Well, in the Netherlands, our plan is to grow the platform with some additional wings. So what we're now focusing on this year is to create a future-ready hospitality academy. And so different hotel management schools will be involved. And this is purely to keep momentum throughout the year. So it's not only about the conference, but it's momentum throughout the year. So we will have different online workshops happening throughout the year. About different topics. And here our impact makers can join or our more education partners can join in to keep that momentum. And then we're also looking at establishing a future-ready hospitality procurement. So to get hoteliers to buy directly from the suppliers that are on our platform. So that we're making work. And then, in the long run, we're hoping to also launch a specific platform in different countries in Europe. So not only having it focused on the Netherlands, but perhaps also in Germany or in France or in Belgium, and to get local solution providers in these specific countries on board and connect them with hoteliers in these specific countries. Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
Well, you're doing a great job really serving the community of hoteliers. And I'm sure
you've
got a lot of thanks for all the great job you've done in the past year and the last week, of course, or with the event last week. I'm sure you've gotten enough thanks. I hope you've gotten enough thanks and appreciation
for sure.
The community.
Yeah.
And I thank you as well. Great job that you're doing there. And I'll be happy and very curious to follow you and just educate myself and those listening, of course, about what else is coming up on your platform.
Yes. Well, if we come to your side of the world, I'll definitely reach out. You can become one of our partners and we can see what we can do together to make that happen.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for taking your precious time. I hope you get a little bit of dark time after the conference last week. And so you can collect some more energy and dash onto the next goals.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Yes, love to have you back on again. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.